朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
上面这两个预告和他们现在的要求有关联的。
Therefore the two predictions before must be linked to their trouble.
为什么当耶稣说犹大要卖，彼得要否认，然后他们就有这样的一个困扰呢？
When Jesus said Judas will betray me and Peter will deny me, how would that trouble the disciples?
我们稍微思想一下当时门徒的感觉。
Let's try to enter into the feelings of the disciples.
他们跟耶稣可以这样讲说，耶稣是的，我们是不完全。
They could say to Jesus, we are not perfect.
我们是蛮糟糕的。
Indeed, we are not, we have not reached your standard.
但是我们不会糟到那个地步嘛。
But we will not be at that bad a level.
我们还有良心啊，主啊。
We still have our conscience.
你对我不薄，不薄，你这个我们都知道。
You have treated us very fairly.
你说我们稍微发一顿，跟你发一顿脾气，跟你吵一顿架，这个有可能。
Yes, if you say we may lose our temper with you now and then, that may be true.
我的祷告你怎么突然不听呢？我会跟你发脾气，这有可能。
Sometimes I may argue with you because you did not answer my prayer.
你爱他不爱我，有的时候我会嫉妒一下，这个有可能。
Yes, sometimes I feel pangs of jealousy because I feel you love this person more than me.
但是说我们要卖你，说我们要否认你，主啊，这是不可能发生在我们身上。
But how can you say that we will betray you and that we will deny you?
但是三年的时间跟耶稣朝夕相处。
For 3 years, they lived with Jesus.
他们知道主耶稣从来没有说过一句不会实现的话。
But they knew Jesus never uttered words that will not be fulfilled.
因为他们知道耶稣说话是算话。
Because they know what Jesus said is the truth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这句话太重要。
This is important.
我们要相信耶稣说话算话。
We have to believe in what Jesus says.
诗篇三十三篇告诉我们说，耶和华神说有就有，命立就立。
Indeed, Psalm 33 tells us that the word of the Lord is the foundation of all things.
所以他们心里面很矛盾。
So in their heart is this anxiety.
非常困扰。
They are troubled.
他们照镜子看自己。
As they look into the mirror and see themselves.
他们怎么看都不像卖耶稣的人。
They cannot see themselves as a betrayer of Christ.
他们怎么看都不会觉得自己会否认耶稣。
They cannot see themselves denying
him. 你看彼得怎么讲。
What did Peter say?
彼得在十三章末了，他说：“我愿意为你舍命啊，主啊，你不要搞错了，让我搞错。”
Peter said, "Lord, I will even die for you."
怎么你说我要否认你呢？
How can you say that I will deny you?
那么我说我要为你舍命，这是拍胸膛说的真话。
And when Peter say, "I will lay down my life for you," he really meant it.
那么耶稣说你鸡叫三次以前要不认我。
But then Jesus said.Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times.
今年是鸡年。
This year is the year of the rooster.
我每一年在开年的时候
，at the beginning of the new year,
我就把我家里面的成语大典呢，就从第一页翻到最后一页。
I will look into my book of Chinese proverbs.
那么我就如果是马年，我就把所有跟马有关系的成语把它抄下来。
If it's the year of the horse, I will look for all these proverbs that have something to do with horses.
今年一样，所以就把所有成语里面跟鸡有关系都把它写下来。
So this year, I went through all the proverbs that have something to do with roosters.
我发现一个事实。
I find a truth.
成语不太喜欢鸡。
The Chinese proverbs do not have much to say about roosters.
偷鸡摸狗有的。
Maybe you can steal a chicken or a rooster.
鸡飞狗跳有的。什么都好像不是太好的，跟鸡有关系。
All the Chinese sayings related to roosters didn't seem to be good sayings.
当然也有好的，你们刚才已经讲了。当然也有好的，但是很少。
Yes, there may be a few.
但是
good ones.
当我把整个成语看完以后
，But after I read through all those proverbs,
我觉得主给我一个最大的提醒是什么
？I feel that the Lord gave me an admonishment.
鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。
Before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times.
今年是鸡年。
So this year is the year of the rooster.
但愿我们教会每一个弟兄姊妹，没有一个人出卖耶稣，没有一个人否认耶稣。
My wish is that none of us here will be a person who will betray or deny our Lord.
你懂我的意思吗？彼得那时候很矛盾，很困扰，很忧愁。
So maybe now you start to understand that Peter was troubled.
但是主对这件事情却非常的看重。
And indeed, Jesus was paying much attention to this.
你要跟从我吗？
You want to follow me?
当然，你要认识我，你才能够跟从我。
You have to know me before you follow me.
但今天有许多的基督徒只想到我怎么样跟从这位爱我的主，而没有想到我们要好好的认识这个跟从主的我是怎么样一个人。
Many of us as Christians today say, I will follow this Lord who loves me, but many oftentimes we do not understand even ourselves.
从旧约到新约，两千年的教会历史到今天。
From the Old Testament to the New, in the past 2,000 years of church history,
主耶稣基督要用的人是一个认识主也认识自己的人。
Those who were used by God knew the Lord and know themselves.
你不认识主，你怎么去传主呢？
If you do not know the Lord, how can you talk about him?
同样的，你不认识自己，你也不能去跟随主去传主。
If you do not know yourselves, you cannot follow the Lord.
所以一个人要开始出来侍奉主的时候，要在主里面，主要他在他的旨意的里面，要先给他定位。
So when someone wants to follow the Lord first needs to let this person know where he is at.In the will of God.
我们从第一节一直读下来，读到第六节，我们就一直发现主耶稣提醒他们：你们不要忧愁，你们不要担心。
In the first six verses in chapter 14, Jesus continued to tell them, "Do not be troubled, do not be anxious."
让他们知道一件事情：从哪里来看他们，从哪里来定他们的位置。
In other words, Jesus trying to affirm their places, their roles.
我在准备这一篇信息的时候
As I was preparing this sermon
我突然发现在我的圣经里面夹了一张蓝条子
I suddenly discovered in my Bible this blue note
这是1989年福音营的一个祷告单
This is a prayer note from the gospel camp of 1989
那么我就发觉后面我写了一些字 在这个祷告单的后面
And then I realized I wrote some words on the back of this prayer card.
其实这一张纸头我过一段时间就会拿出来看一看。
And indeed, now and then, I would take this out of my Bible and read them.
那么这个呢，我上面写是1989年5月从 Boston 飞 St. Louis 的时候写的。
In fact, I wrote down that these words were written in 1989 when I was flying from Boston to St. Louis.
我那里写着自我评估与定位。
I wrote self-evaluation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天都在这个世界上工作。
We all work in this world today.
我们常常评估我们工作的这一个成效。
We very often evaluate whether what we do is successful.
但是在神的国度里面，主常常提醒我们要自我在神的面前评估。
But in the kingdom of God, we need to evaluate ourselves.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他要我们认识我们的角色是什么。
Because the Lord wants us to know what our roles are in His kingdom.
所以他对多马说：“我是道路，不要忘记，你不是道路。”
So Jesus has to tell them, "I am the way, you are not."
我们传道人有一个很大的危险。
There's a great danger for us preachers.
就是慢慢慢慢取代了主的地位。
That is, even unconsciously, we will take over the role of our Lord.
为什么有很多传道人晚节不保？
Why is it that quite a few preachers fail from grace when they are older?
不一定他犯什么罪。
Not necessarily from sinning.
因为很多时候他忘记了他的角色，忘记了他的身份，忘记了他的地位。
Very often they just forgot who they really were.
我们会发现很多时候出问题就是忘记我们的身份和角色。
Very often trouble arises when we do not know where we should be and we mixed up our role.
你知道为什么我们会讲错话？
Why is it that we would say the wrong things?
因为我们忘记我们的身份，我们忽略了我们的地位。
Because we forgot where we are at.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，角色是太重要。
It's very important to know what our roles are.
除他以外，别无拯救，是对着非基督徒，对着这个传福音的对象的世界所发出来。
Salvation is found in no one else. These words are spoken to the world at large.
但是我要强调一件事情。
But I have to emphasize this.
今天连基督徒的生活圈子里面。
Even in the life of the Christian,
除他以外别无拯救。
We have to understand that there is salvation is found in no one else.
你们夫妇的关系已经到了貌合神离的地步吗？
How is your relation with your spouse?
在这样一种情形里面，不要忘记，除他以外别无拯救。
If they are on the rocks, then be aware that salvation is found in him.
你发现今天教会里面人与人的之间有很多的问题吗？
Do you find many personal conflicts within the church?
我在准备这篇信息的时候，一直在自省，一直在检讨。
And even as I prepare this message, I evaluate myself and I try to think about what's happening.
我看到这个教会有许多的危机。
I can see indeed there are many crises facing us.
但是弟兄姊妹，不要忘记，在这个有危机的教会里面，除他以外，别无拯救。
But then we can say that even amongst all these crises,There is salvation in our Lord Jesus.
所以当耶稣基督说我是的时候
So when Jesus said, I am,
因为约翰福音有七次讲到我是什么，我是什么，我是什么。
In John, seven times Jesus said, I am, I am, I am.
除了让这些懂得旧约背景的人马上联想到旧约耶和华的名字就叫 I am.
Those who also understand the Old Testament may hark back toThe Lord Jehovah, when he was saying to Moses, My name is I am.
摩西问耶和华神说你叫什么名字
Moses asked God, What name should I tell the Israelites that you have?
对摩西说 I am what I am. 我是我是这中文翻不出来
And God answered, My name is I am what I am.
所以当他一讲 I am 的时候他们马上能够想到旧约圣经里面那个神所以他是在这里与神来认同
So when Jesus said, I am, he is harking back to those words of God. He is telling these disciples, I am God.
但是相对的。
But then also,
I am, you are not. 这个意思。
When Jesus is saying, I am, that means you are not.
我是道路真理生命。你不是道路。你不是真理。你不是生命。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.But you are not.
只有我们进到主耶稣里面，我们才有我们的定位。
Only when we enter into Christ that we can indeed affirm our roles.
只有你在主耶稣基督里面的丈夫，你才懂得怎么样体贴妻子。
It's only when we are a husband in Christ that we can truly understand our wife.
只有你在主里面做一个妻子的时候，你才心甘情愿、很自然的懂得什么叫做顺服。
It's only when you are wife in Christ that you know the meaning of submission.
弟兄姊妹，不要忘记我们在神面前的角色是什么。
Let us not forget what our real roles are before God.
我有两句话，我没有版权，你们要用可以随便去用。
I have two sayings, they are not copyrighted, so you can use them as well.
但是这两句话很重要。
But I think these are important words.
今天基督徒的问题在哪里？
What are the problems facing Christians today?
不是太骄傲，就是太自卑。
If they are not too proud, then they have an inferior complex.
保罗在罗马书十二章第三节说，不要看自己过于所当看。
And indeed, Paul says, do not see yourselves as more than you are.
你知道一个人看自己过于所当看，什么结果？就是骄傲，对不对？
If someone looks at themselves as more than they really are, then they may get a superiority complex.
但是我们知道，很多时候我们要看自己，不要低于所当看。
But then we can also say, on the other hand, we should not look at ourselves lower than what we really are.
弟兄姊妹，自卑不是谦卑。
An inferiority complex is not true humility.
骄傲、自卑，在神的国度里面，都不是神所喜欢。
To be overly proud and to be, or have an inferiority complex are not blessed by God.
我觉得有的时候我们太过分的自卑，一天到晚说我是个罪人，我是个罪人，我是个罪人。
I feel that sometimes we overemphasize the fact that we are sinners.
那你说李牧师，难道我们不是罪人吗？
Then you may argue with me and say, are you saying we are not sinners?
这句话是这样说的，我不是罪人，我是蒙恩的罪人。
I feel that the proper way to say this is, I am not just a sinner, I am a sinner that has received the grace of God.
我不是罪人，我乃是蒙恩的罪人。
I'm not a sinner, I'm a sinner who have received grace and mercy from God.
今天做传道人的人，
Today as a preacher,
有许许多特别在中国教会里面有许多传道人非凡的自卑。
Perhaps especially in the Chinese churches, many preachers, I think, are overly in that direction of having an inferiority complex.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们太看重自己是仆人。
Because they overemphasize the fact that they are servants.
今天传道人一天到晚说我是仆人，我是仆人，弟兄姊妹，我觉得是错了。
I believe that it is a wrong concept to just say I am just a servant.
我不是仆人。
I am not a servant.
我是万军之耶和华的仆人。
I am a servant of the Lord of Lords.
今天传道人说我是仆人。
When preachers say I am a servant,
被弟兄姊妹 take advantage,
and they will be taken advantage of.
反正你是仆人，
you're just a servant.
Okay,
then you deserve this.
弟兄姊妹，我不是罪人。
I am not a sinner.
我是蒙恩的罪人。
I'm a sinner who have received grace.
我不是仆人。
I'm not a servant.
我是万军之耶和华的仆人。
I am the servant of the Lord of Lords and host of hosts.
信仰的危机。
The second troubling point perhaps relates to their faith.
请各位特别注意十四章第一节。
Again, pay attention to the first verse.
你们心里不要忧愁。
Do not let your hearts be troubled.
然后下面说，你们信神也当信我。
And then Jesus went on to say, trust in God, trust also in me.
问题在哪里？
So where is the problem?
问题是他们只信神。
The problem is they only trust in God.
然后从第二节开始一直到十四节。
And then from verse 2 to verse 14,
十三次不再提神，而提什么呢？父。
For 13 times, Jesus do not mention the word God anymore. He mentioned the word Father.
这个父这个称呼。
The word Father.
从十三章到十七章一共出现五十三次。
From chapters 13 to 17, the word father appeared 57 times.
53 times. 在53次里面，那么在这个第14章1节到14节就出现13次之多。
And just in this passage that we've read, it appeared 13 times.
因为时间的关系，我没办法讲。
Because of the limitation of time, I cannot go into details.
但请弟兄姊妹花一点时间思想一下。
But can we spend some time and think about this?
我盼望下个礼拜我们从这个地方开始来讲。
And maybe next week I will continue from here.
因为我们说我们信神。
We say we believe or trust in God.
这句话里面有相当的讲究。
Perhaps there's a lot of detail when we say this.
我们知道在雅各书里面说过一句话。
The book of James said,
你们信神只有一位，你们信得不错。
You believe that there is only one God, and that is true.
他说有什么了不起呢？因为鬼魔
that there's not amazing because even the evil demons believe that there is only one God.
不过他信得很战惊，很害怕。
But the evil spirits believe with trembling.
如果你今天去传福音，你说哎呀，我劝你信神，弟兄姊妹不够。
If you just tell people you have to believe in God when you evangelize, that is not sufficient.
请问父和神的分别在哪里？
What is the difference between God and Father?
这个礼拜的功课。
This is the lesson you have to do this week.
盼望大家能够有这样一个 assignment, 在这个礼拜能够思想一下，到底信神而没有信父，是不是真的会产生一种忧愁的光景？
Can we try to spend some time in the week to come about the difference in believing in God and believing in the Father?
非常非常重要。
This is a very important point.
除他以外别无拯救。
Salvation is found in no one else.
因为非基督徒需要拯救。
Because non-Christians need salvation.
基督徒也需要拯救。
But Christians also need salvation.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端，点击 联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。